Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas and grab a drink because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sierra Unfiltered.
Woo-woo!
I am so happy and a little bit surprised to still have Skylar here as my co-host.
Same. I am due in 8 days, and I mean, we'll see. This is for sure our last podcast without a baby.
We booked this podcast as like a, you're probably not gonna, either the baby's gonna be here or you're gonna be like, so like, just
done
that you won't be able to come in and film a podcast. And then last night I texted you. I was like, hey, how are you feeling? You were like, I'm, see you at 10 a.m.
ready to roll.
I was like, are you sure?
Yeah, no. I'm ready. I'm excited. And I feel like the topic of this podcast is very fun, too.
It is. We're going to do our guilty pleasures. This was a recommendation from someone, I think, in my DMs. They were like, oh, I'm so surprised that you like Survivor. I never would have pegged you as, like, a huge Survivor fan. You guys should do a podcast of, like, A, things that you like that people wouldn't expect, and B, like, guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
So we're kind of combine those, mostly leaning on the guilty pleasures.
I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
What you drinking?
Oh,
first of all,
I am not drinking water. I'm drinking a White Claw. I'm not in my 2 week wait, so
I'm so excited.
It's been a while since I've had a drink on the podcast. Oh,
I love when people drink around me.
You are the opposite of like the kind of person who's like, oh, I hate when people drink.
No,
like you're like, hey, you should drink. Like, and it's not because, like, you're drinking.
I'm just such, like, a peer pressure-y person. But, like, even the other day,
I think it's because you want everyone to have fun.
Well, and I feel like I can get to drunk without being drunk.
Yeah, like, you can just get yourself there mentally.
Yeah, like, I can just put myself in that headspace. Like, we went to go see Cats the other day, and Sierra ordered a beer, and I was like, Kyle, Steven, like, do you guys want a beer too? Like, this is like a really fun thing. Like, I just wanted everyone to go for it. And I enjoyed the movie so much more because people were drinking.
Well, first of all, us seeing Cats, honestly, my best experience in a movie theater in like the past couple years.
Yeah, I think for me, maybe ever.
Yeah, because so we went to Cats and we decided this was like a week after it opened. So we're all like, okay, we want to go see Cats. Let's, you know, we're looking at the theater near us and then we're like, oh, there's no showings all day. So we start checking all the theaters in our city. In our entire county, one theater had one showing of Cats this day. So we're like, okay, I know Cats isn't that popular, but I know everyone hates Cats, but if this is the one showing of all of today, of all the theaters, like, it's going to be packed.
Yeah. So we went on to buy tickets early to like reserve our seats. And it said there was only one other person in the theater. And so we were a little shocked. And so we were like, okay, well, whatever. Like, let's just still buy our tickets. Like, I'm sure it'll fill up. Like, it's the only showing. And then we get there. And that person must have asked for a refund or something because they weren't there.
It was just the four of us in the Cats theater. We had a blast.
It was the best time ever because we were able to sing along to all the songs.
We were yelling. I mean, not yelling, but we were like laughing. And Steven does not know who any celebrities look like. And literally all he knew was that Taylor Swift was in this movie. And every cat that came on screen, he'd be like, is that Taylor Swift?
It would be like James Corden. Yeah. And he'd be like, is that Taylor Swift?
So we were just being so silly and obnoxious. And oh my, I had an absolute blast. Like,
It was so fun.
It was like the joy of having an at-home screening where you can, you know, talk and be a little rowdy.
Yeah.
But like IMAX.
On the big screen. Well, and also it felt like a little like naughty is definitely the wrong word. But like it felt a little like, I don't know. Dangerous.
It kind of made me feel like a high schooler.
Yeah, like we were like being so loud and rowdy in this theater, but there was literally no one else there.
Like, I think that's the way that, like, when I was in high school or middle school and, like, we'd go to the movies and, like, be really obnoxious, like, that's how we acted, but there were other people in the theater.
Oh my gosh. A nightmare.
And now we just did it. But it was alone so great. At Cats.
Well, and it was funny because we were texting and we were like, what's our last double date going to be pre baby? Mm-hmm. And me, Kyle, and Sierra were all like, Cats, because like Cats. And Stephen was like, oh, but like we Little could Women. Go see Little Women. And like, I'm sure Little Women is great, like,
but if we would not have had as much fun at Little Women as we did at Cats. And I stand
like,
by that.
Like, I might have cried a little bit, like it would have been like a beautiful time, but we would have walked away and been like, that was really great, guys, like see you in a couple days. After Cats, I was amped.
It was so fun. It was a blast.
But anyways, so I'm really excited that you're drinking White Claw. Yes. Because I'm excited.
Do you want to do your hot take?
Ooh, yes. What is my hot take? Oh, okay. So I don't know if this is actually that unpopular of an opinion, but I think that Disney is just the superior animation studio to all other animation studios. Like, if there is a Disney movie coming out or a Pixar movie, I am 100% going to see it. Whereas, I don't know the last time I went to a theater to see, like, Sherlock Gnomes or, like, a weird off-brand, like, DreamWorks, Paramount.
Yeah.
Anything.
Well, I think the big difference for me is that those movies, typically from other studios, no shade to anyone who works at any of those studios, are made for kids.
Yeah.
Whereas Disney movies are made for everyone.
Yeah.
And so, like, sure, they're family friendly. They're not, like, cursing up a storm. There's not really any, like, adult themes. But it is done so that adults can enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, and I think that the main, like, kind of controversial point here is between, like, DreamWorks and Disney. Mm. Like, I think we can all agree that, like, Frozen is better than Sherlock Gnomes. But I think that some people would say, like, Kung Fu Panda or How to Train Your Dragon or any of those movies are, like, comparable.
Yeah.
And I just don't think they are.
Well, your cat's named after How to Train Your Dragon.
I did not name him, though. I, like, it's kind of like a running joke in our house that I'll call him different names because I don't like the name Toothless. Like, I just, like, I feel like half the time when I tell people my cat's name's Toothless, they either think I'm, like, a really big How to Train Your Dragon fan, which I'm not, or they think that he actually has no teeth. And then it's, like, not exciting to be like, no, like, he has regular, like, cat teeth.
Blah.
So I'll, like, call him, like, funny other names.
What are your nicknames for your cat? Do you remember when that thing was going around on Twitter that was, like, my cat's name, Toothless, what I call him, and, like, the 10 nicknames?
I'm all asshole. I feel like I call Toothless a lot of, like, it's actually kind of sad because I feel like I call Toothless, like, I'll call him, like, dumb boy or, like, stinky or, like, hey, come over here, like, the worst cat ever. And then all of them, like, come here, sweet baby princess angel. But I don't have a favorite, guys, I swear.
I call Bella belly pants a lot, and I don't know where that came from.
I've never heard that.
But that's, like, my, like, we're cuddling up in bed. I'm like, look at my belly pants, my little belly pants. And I don't know where that came from. I call Bruiser, like, boozy boo, boozy, anything like that. But I feel like belly pants is the one where I look at that sometimes. I'm like,
you're like,
why am I calling my dog belly pants?
See, I call Olive squirrel a lot, or like squirrel friend. I'll be like, come here, my squirrel friend, because she looks like a little squirrel. Or like lately I've been calling her Shadow a lot because she just like follows me around. And so like, I'll be like, come here, Shadow. It's a lot, especially when you're like home alone and you're like, oh, I'm talking to my cat. I'm going a little crazy. But yeah, I think the only exception of like a movie that is not a Disney movie that's animated that I think is like on that same level is Shrek. in like the Shrek franchise.
And you know what the thing about Shrek is? It was not made like for kids. Like there's a lot of adult jokes in there.
Yeah.
Like I rewatched Shrek recently and I was like, I didn't get half these jokes when I watched it.
I like that you rewatched Shark recently.
I did. It was great.
This is why we're friends.
I know. I love you.
I love you. What's your hot take?
My hot take is that, well, there's the first one and then there's like the more extreme one.
Wait, also before we get into your hot take, can you tell me what you were angry about?
Oh, yeah. I told Skylar. Right before
we started the podcast, she was like, I think I should switch my hot take because there's something that's making me really angry today.
But it's not really a hot take. It's just something that like really pissed me off.
Wait.
So on Monday, I went to my gym.
Okay.
I was going to a gym, which name I won't say because I don't want to get in trouble. Because I'm about to slander them. I've been going to this gym for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And when I joined, everything was included. It was like pretty clean. And it was a little more expensive than I wanted. It was like maybe $20 a month.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, everything's included, whatever.
Yeah.
Then they start charging for towels. And I'm like, all right, you know, I don't really shower that much at the gym, so, like, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Then it starts being that, like, they have these cool little, like, cubbies almost that you could, like, work out in and, like, have your own little space.
Yeah.
And then they started, like, those were always full with, like, their personal trainers, which, like, I get. Yeah. But there was never any spot for me to, like, do my circuit. And then I went in on Monday, and they started charging for water bottle refills, for their water refills.
What?
Like, they had a water thing where you put your water bottle in and press the thing and it would fill up your water.
Yeah.
They started charging $6.99 a month for that. If you want water, extra $6.99 a month. And it was ridiculously busy when I went there on Monday. And I'm dumb and I didn't think about the fact that it was a holiday. It was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And that's probably why it was so busy. But I was like, enough. Like, I had an hour to work out. I maybe got 30 minutes to actually work out because, like, every treadmill was full. Like, every single, like, weight machine I used was full. So I went to the front. I was like, I would like to cancel. Like, and the trainer that I really liked left.
Oh.
So I was like, I was going there really for, like, because I was already signed up there. Yeah. And, like, the trainer that I liked was there. She left to a different gym. So I was like, I'm out. Can you believe that? So now I joined a different gym down the street.
Were you able to cancel, though?
They did not let me cancel there. I need to call and cancel.
Because I feel like canceling gym memberships is like one of the hardest things in life.
But I found one that's closer to my house and is only $12.99 a month and is never crowded and they don't charge me for my freaking water.
Woo woo!
But that pissed me off. I'm like, who charges for water?
Yeah,
at a
that's
gym?
A lot.
Like that's and at this point they had raised my dues so much it was like $35 a month. And they wanted me to pay another $6 for water. I'm sorry, that might seem incredibly trivial, but no, I was annoyed.
It's the little things. So you don't want to follow your trainer to whatever gym
she
went
to? She moved to like 30 minutes away from me. I'm like, I'm not gonna drive 45 minutes to the gym. Let's be real, like that's not gonna happen.
Girl, that's a really big commitment.
Yeah, like I don't want to drive that far.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I joined a new gym down the street. Big middle fingers, which I'm not gonna do because like love Jesus. Big middle fingers to that big gym chain, who I'm not naming. Anyways, my hot take, unrelated. My hot take. This is what happens when I have literally two sips of a White Claw.
I love
that. My hot take is that schools, public schools specifically, should not be allowed to ban pajamas. And I'm going to take it a step further. I don't think that public schools should have dress codes at all.
Okay, so elaborate. Why do you think that? Because I think I agree with the first part of that, but not the second part.
So pajamas specifically, what constitutes a pajama? I went to a charter school where I would only go in once a week, and there was a no pajamas and no leggings rule. So I would come in like, sweats, and they'd be like, those are pajamas. And I'd be like, no, they're not. They're soft pants. And they'd be like, those are pajamas. And I'd be like, prove it. Like, they're not pajamas. So I just think that, like, if some... especially because in high school, like, I had so much going on in my brain. Like, there was, in my personal life, there was...
some people are like, in high school, I was, like, president of four clubs. I was working two jobs. I was taking all AP classes. Which, like, you were doing a lot of those things. But I, like, you were like, I had so much going on
in my brain. I had so many issues. It took a lot to get me to get up and go to class. If I need to get up and go to class in my pajamas, like, better for me to be there. So that's my thing on pajamas. I think, you know what? If a student wants to be comfy, if they want to go in their pajamas, that's fine. Now the no dress codes at public schools.
So circling back to that.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I'm rambling.
I love it. I wonder if it's different nowadays because wearing sweatpants is like trendy. When we were in school, athleisure wasn't a thing.
No.
Like the most athleisure that was like in fashion was wearing like Victoria's Secret pink yoga pants
that had the fold over. Yes. Remember that?
But like yoga pants weren't even really a thing.
No.
And the ones that were a thing were like cottony.
Yeah.
But now I feel like people wear like high-waisted like sweatpants and it's very like Kardashian Instagram baddie. Is that considered pajamas?
I don't think it should be.
Because like if you're buying it from the regular clothing section.
Yeah. What constitutes a pajama?
Yeah. So I agree with you on that point.
Now I'm going to take it a little more extreme.
Okay.
Public schools are, you know, government organizations. I don't think the government has any place to tell if I'm a mom and I say to my teenage daughter, you can wear a crop top. As a mother, that is my decision. That's my domain.
Yeah.
I don't think the government has any right to tell my teenage daughter to cover up her midriff. Like, I think that's messed up. I don't think it should be allowed. If you want to go to a private school, you can have whatever dress code you want.
Yeah.
But public school, I don't think that should be. The argument that a lot of people say is it prepares you for the future. You have to dress professionally when you go to education. They're not dressing professionally in that dress code. Like, it's still very casual. And also, when you go to college, if you go to a public college, there's not really a dress code.
Yeah.
So, to me, and you don't know what field someone's going to go into.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you and Carly and me need to dress like particularly professionally in the office. Like, thank goodness the high school I went to told me I wasn't allowed to wear booty shorts because that prepared me for working from home.
So I think that, okay, I agree partially.
Okay.
I agree from the perspective that you didn't bring up, which is that, like, girls aren't allowed to wear certain things because it distracts boys.
Oh, yeah. No, that's messed up.
I think, like, having specific rules for specific genders isn't okay. Like, I don't think it should be, like, boys can wear this, but if a girl wears it, then that's not okay, or vice versa. I think that where it gets a little iffy for me is if we're talking about, like, high school, middle school.
Right.
They are minors. And I think that ideally the person who we're talking about and their guardian would be responsible enough to be like, hey, we have made the decision together that you can wear this.
Right.
But I think that a lot of people lack that.
That parental guidance.
Like, I mean, I knew people in high school whose parents would, like, buy them alcohol or, like, take them out to, like, really sketchy places with boys or, like, weren't necessarily what you would think of when you think of a typical parent.
Right.
And I think if those kids had been let to, like, had been allowed to wear whatever they want, their parents would have bought them, like, literally just, like, bras and underwear to wear to school.
But then I think that gets into the, but I still think, even though I disagree with that, I still think that's the parents' right.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing of, like, I mean, that's more political, but I just don't think the government has any place in women's bodies, in what we wear, in parenting. Like, if it's not hurting anyone, which I don't think girls wearing crop tops is hurting anyone, I say leave it.
Yeah. I mean, I think I agree. I think the thing that I keep getting stuck on is that it's minors, and I think it might put teachers in an uncomfortable position. Like, if I were, like, a heterosexual male teacher and, like, girls were coming in wearing, like, rave outfits, I might feel uncomfortable.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that at a certain point, like, public school is free. I mean, obviously, like, we pay for it in our taxes. But it's essentially free.
Right.
And it's, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm a little torn on that one, which I like. I like when, like, we don't completely agree on things.
I like when we bicker. It's nice.
Girl, I like when we fight.
I'm like, let's wrestle. Take it outside.
It's like an episode of The Bachelor. We're just like pillow fight.
Oh my god, you're Tammy. I am Tammy. I will take you down.
We stand Tammy.
What's your bump date?
Ooh, my bump date is that I am very pregnant and I feel like I could have my baby at any time now. So tomorrow I turn 39 weeks, which means that I'm like fully full term.
Yeah.
Like there's the only thing he's doing at this point is gaining fat.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like I keep sending texts to our group chat of before, it would be like, baby's update for the day. Like, they grew a liver. Like, they are, I don't know. Like, in the beginning, it was like, they grew fingernails. They're, like, hearing for the first time. And now it's like, baby is really enjoying peeing. it's not like baby's starting to pee. It's just like, he's enjoying
it. There was one you sent that was like, baby is practicing by peeing and swallowing his amniotic fluid over and over again. It's like, wow, I'm so glad that I'm creating life.
Yeah, I'm so glad that he's making so many, just, I don't know, making such progress.
But yeah,
I'm very pregnant. I feel like every night I think I'm going into labor, but I haven't yet. Yeah. So
I have a question, which we can cut out because this is like a personal question, but also I think some people would probably be curious to know.
Yeah.
Have you decided if you're going to, like, post a birth announcement, are you planning on sharing any photos of him? Like, have you kind of made those decisions?
So, I think that I'll definitely post photos of him. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this briefly before, but I only want to post things that, like, aren't embarrassing. Because, obviously, like, I'm his parent or guardian, so I'm the one who would be consenting for whatever. But I think that like, I don't know how much I would love all of my baby photos being online and even, like, the most, like, polished, wonderful ones. So I definitely am going to post about him because I feel like he's a huge part of my life. And it's something that, like, I like documenting. I feel like I have a lot of people, like, in similar stages of life that, like, are following me on Instagram. And, like, I love enjoying that content. I love viewing that content. Right. But, like, I mean, you guys can drag me if I ever do, because please drag me. But, like, I don't ever want to post him crying or, like poop coming out of his diaper or him in the bathtub or anything that's even remotely...
Nothing that could embarrass him in the future.
Yeah.
I think that's a good move because I think, you know, as a teenager when you're, you know, like 12 to 15, just your parents, like, existing can be embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then to the thought of, like, you know, those kind of personal moments that can be funny in the moment and can be funny for you guys to look back on.
Yeah.
But having those be so public, I think, well, is a lot.
And also, I think at this point, like, I do have more of a following than, like, just some of the people that I went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I actually don't know if it would be that different if I only had, like, a couple hundred followers. Yeah. But I do think knowing that strangers are viewing, like, the pictures that I post of my child, like, I just want to be extra cautious.
I think that's smart.
And then I think we'll post his birth announcement, like, as soon as I get a cute photo of him.
That's so exciting.
At this point, I feel like everything with my pregnancy, I haven't really wanted to have anything be, like, a big reveal. Like, even, like, when we found out the sex of our baby, I, like, just posted on Instagram stories and was like, hey, like, he's a male.
Yeah.
Woo! And then, like, I didn't do any sort of, like, big thing or even, like, a feed post or whatever. And I feel like the only big thing now is, like, telling people his name.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I haven't done that is because I didn't want people to tell me that they didn't like it.
Yeah.
And so...
When you could still potentially change it.
Yeah. Like, I think that it's not even, like, what's his name gonna be? Like, big name reveal. I think it's just... I feel like once I have the baby, people can't be like, I hate that name.
Yeah.
And if they do hate the name, then it's, like, already legally, that's what it is.
Well, screw you, because it's already on the birth certificate.
Yeah, whereas I feel like if I had talked about it for the last, like, 6 months, then people would be like, that's cute, but I really like this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would make me question it.
Yeah, but I think that's a good idea.
But yeah.
I love watching you go through all of this. It's so fascinating to see you navigate it. And you're doing such a good job with everything.
Thanks. I'm so excited. I I can't believe it's your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, as we're filming this, it's my birthday tomorrow. I forgot how old I'm going to be. I'm going to be 24.
That's so crazy.
Should we go ahead and get into the topic at hand?
Do you want to do your sister-sister?
Oh, yes. Okay, so my sister-sister update is I did not get my period this past month, but based on tracking the other signs, I think I am back on track to have it again, hopefully, in about a week and a half.
That's
so
exciting.
Hopefully I'll keep trying to stay on top of tracking those signals. Yeah. And I think for me, it's just really learning how to understand my body. And, you know, it's not a big deal that I miss this one period.
Yeah.
But just looking, you know, working with my medical professionals, my dietitian, and looking at my everything that's going on in my life and being like, okay, is there anything that would have made me miss another period? Is there anything that would have caused that? Is there anything we can tweak here and there? And just trying to continue to be proactive on that and adjust it.
Totally. I feel like one of the biggest things for me that I'm currently going through, and I feel like you're also going through, is I feel like I've never been more in sync with my body. Mm. Of like, I just have never paid that much attention to it.
Yeah,
me too. Like, I've paid attention to the aesthetics of my body
before. And I think that's the thing, is I was so like just over obsessed with the aesthetics of my body for so long that I just neglected to really think about or connect with like the physicality.
Yeah.
And now it's like it's flipped.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's a very weird thing to be like, oh, like I don't care what time of day it is. Like I feel my stomach grumbling or I feel this sensation. Like let me go take care of that. Or I don't know. I just feel like I'm so much more in tune with everything that's happening. I feel like also because I'm like on high alert.
Yeah.
Like, this is every an early labor sign.
Tinge, you're like, is this it?
Yeah, but I feel like you're going through a very similar thing of being very connected.
Yeah, and it feels good. And I think you know, working with my dietitian and being really consistent with my exercise routine is helping that.
Yeah,
and helping me to feel very connected with my body and feel very like, ooh, this exercise that I did made me feel really good, or ooh, this food that I ate made me feel really bad.
Yeah,
and truly just paying attention to how things make me feel and not how they make me look.
Yeah, and like your reaction to things.
Right, right.
Versus just, I don't know, like I have a negative opinion about eating at this restaurant or eating this type of food. Being like, okay, that actually made me feel awful for like 2 days.
Right, so I'm not going to
eat that. It's not about that it's like unhealthy or it's not about this, that, and the other. It's just about how it physically made me
exactly.
react.
Which is, I think, you know, I think we get a lot of questions about like, what should my first step to body positivity be? And now that I've kind of experienced that, I would say that should be the first step for everyone.
Yeah.
Is like, just get in touch with your body. Mm-hmm. Start thinking about how things make you feel. Start thinking about, like, don't worry about how things look. How do things make you feel? Whether that's a habit, an activity, a food, an exercise.
A cloth.
A cloth.
A piece of clothing.
Like, literally anything. Even just, I've been, since getting more into yoga, I've become very aware of the way that I sit and my posture and the way that I stand.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a whole nother level of, like, body awareness and spatial awareness.
Totally. No, I 100% agree.
I say as I like hunch over the table. But it's comfy time. Before we get into our topic at hand, our guilty pleasures, let me tell you a little bit about our podcast sponsor, which is Cash App. Cash App is the number one finance app in the App Store, and Cash App is a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. So Skylar and I, you know, we went to Katz. Did we want to send cash, just hand it back and forth, get change, jingling a bunch of quarters around in my pocket? No, we just Cash Apped for the other half, didn't have to worry about it. So if you want to go see Katz with your friends, use Cash App. It makes it easier. And Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at the places you already love. You can get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Target, Whole Foods, and many, many more. It's literally like having credit card perks, but packed in a free debit card. And I'm also so excited that we are working with Cash App to support one of our favorite organizations, which is the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project provides resources and crisis intervention to LGBTQ+ youth. They do amazing things. We are very, very happy to be supporting them. So when you sign up for Cash App and use our promo code UNFILTERED, not only will you receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Trevor Project. So don't forget to use promo code UNFILTERED when you download a Cash App from the App Store today. Woo! Thank you, Cash App.
Thank you, Cash App.
So do you want to start with your first guilty pleasure or should I?
I'll start because I think we have the same first guilty pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Which is reality television.
Oh,
but
yes.
I want to preface this because you said that the reason why we're doing this or the inspiration was someone was surprised that you watched Survivor.
Right.
And let me know if I'm correct. I don't feel guilty about watching like RuPaul's Drag Race, The Bachelor, like The Great British Bake Off, anything that's like a competition show.
Yes.
Or there's like a big plot to yes. it.
Yes. Like The Bachelor to me, like I know some people classify it is trashy reality TV.
Yeah.
But there is a premise.
Yes.
We are watching someone start from the beginning, weed out all these other girls or guys, and fall in love.
Yes.
That is what we're here for.
Absolutely. What I'm talking about when I talk about reality television that's like a guilty pleasure is reality television that just follows people. Yes. So like the Kardashians.
I love the Kardashians. That's literally my first one was going to be.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And what was yours?
But Vanderpump Rules okay. is my other big one. I've like dabbled in other series of like for a long time. I was really into the Long Island Medium. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like is another one. But I feel like the Kardashians at the end of the day are like my end all be all.
Like I feel like I shouldn't like it.
No.
And I do. I love it.
I know.
My other trashy reality, is it even really trashy? I love Catfish.
Ooh, same, but I don't really feel guilty about Catfish. Because there's like a premise.
But it's literally every single episode is the same.
It's true.
Oh my gosh, we got an email. Let's see what it is. Ooh, something doesn't seem right. Let's go to their hometown. Okay, now we're in some quirky cafe doing research. And then you find out. And then you talk to the best friend, and then, oh my gosh, surprise, it was the best friend the whole time.
See, I think that I feel less guilty about Catfish than, like, any of the other ones. To me, Catfish feels like the same energy as Shark Tank. And, like, I turn it on when we're, like, eating dinner, or, like, that's, like, we have our, like, list of priority shows. And, like, Catfish, Shark Tank, like, these things are just, like, good staples.
Yeah.
Of like they're 30 minutes.
You have to pay attention.
Like you know exactly what you're getting out of it.
Yeah.
But like I enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know?
So what makes you feel so guilty about Vanderpump Rules and the Kardashians?
Well, Vanderpump Rules specifically, unpopular opinion. I don't know how many people listen or watch Vanderpump Rules that also listen to our podcast.
Sound off in the comments if you do.
There's a new season happening right now. I think we're on episode 3 of the new season. I've been like watching it as it airs. And I just think the show is going downhill. I think that they, because the whole premise of Vanderpump Rules, let me explain to everyone.
Do tell.
So Lisa Vanderpump is a real housewife of Beverly Hills. She opened a chain of restaurants in West Hollywood, and it followed the lives of people who were actually servers at her restaurant.
Okay.
So she came to them and was like, hey, I'm doing this show. Like, who wants to be a part of it? And they did interviews where it was like, who's dating who? Like, who are you best friends with? Who do you hate?
Okay.
And so it was all very organic in that it was like actually like struggling actors, actresses, like aspiring pop stars. But they all were living in like studio apartments. They all were like sleeping with each other and dating around. And now all of them are professional reality stars. So it's like the last episode was like, oh, like, I want to do my book signing at your bar. Mm. It's like, where are we going to do my meet and greet at like your restaurant? And they're just like too successful, but like still trying to be relatable. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, did you ever watch Jersey Shore?
Yes.
Do you remember how they used to have to like work in the Shore store?
Yes.
And then like by the last season, it was like people were just like literally there was like lines and lines to come in and like take pictures, but they still had to act like, oh man, we gotta work at the Shore store
absolutely.
Or we don't get to stay in the house.
Well, and I feel like the thing with the Kardashians is you're watching it because they're like excessively wealthy, excessively successful. I'm sorry, I'm not very eloquent this podcast. But so the more successful and the more wealth that they like accrue, the better the show gets.
Right, the more interesting it is.
Because the less relatable they keep getting, and that's like why you want to watch it.
Right.
Like, I don't watch the Kardashians and I'm like, oh, I'm such a Kim. Like, I watch it and I'm like, look at these crazy people and their crazy lives.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like with Vanderpump Rules or any, like, Jersey Shore, you watch and you're like, oh, how funny. Like, these are people that I could know and be friends with.
Right.
So, anyways.
I have never watched an episode of Vanderpump Rules, but I don't know if I've told you this. I once lied and said I was a big fan of Vanderpump Rules because I was at a meeting with, like, a big network.
What?
And I was like, oh, yeah, I love reality. They were like, do you watch reality TV? Like, we do a lot of, like, influencer work with reality TV. And I was like, I didn't want to just be like, I like Survivor. So I was like, and you had just been telling me about Vanderpump Rules. So I was like, oh, yeah, like, start listing a bunch of shows. And I'm like, and Vanderpump Rules. And they're like, oh, my God, I love Vanderpump Rules. Like, who's your favorite? And I was like, Stassi. Because I hadn't remembered you saying that.
That is so funny. What a funny thing to lie about.
I know.
Oh, I love that. But, yeah, I feel like that's for sure something that we share.
Yeah.
So do we want to go, do you want me to go through my list and we can just kind of like talk through it and then go to your list? Or do we want to hop back and forth?
What do you think? Carly, do you want to choose?
It's up to you. It'd be easier to do one than the other because of this.
Sure.
But
okay. Cool. Yeah. So you do all yours and then I'll do all mine.
Because I feel like a lot of ours are very similar.
Okay.
It's not necessarily like a tick for tack. I think like we share some. Some are unrelatable.
And if any of yours are the same as mine, I'll be like, I'll just talk about that one then too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my next one, I feel like this could be just generalized as like music, I feel like is a guilty pleasure for a lot of people. For me specifically, it's Bon Jovi and the Dixie Chicks.
I love the Dixie Chicks.
I feel like it's because that's like my mom and stepdad, like categorized into bands. But like, I don't like country.
Yeah.
Like the closest I get to liking country is like some old Taylor Swift. Like I don't even like, I don't like Carrie Underwood. Like I'm not a country person, but the Dixie Chicks are just like my soul sisters.
What are your favorite Dixie Chick songs?
Ooh, there's so many good ones. Like Wide Open Spaces, yep. Like Landslide.
Yep.
Is it called Earl? Is the song that's about Earl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Called
yeah.
Earl.
I think so.
That's like all I was listening to this morning, which made me think of it.
I love Traveling Soldier. That was my favorite.
That's so good.
Doing that like belting part. Like, I love it. And super whiny.
Fun. I was literally singing it in the car today. It was so good. I got to your house like 20 minutes early. So I just like drove around and like
singing to the Dixie Chicks.
But it's so good. Oh, do you want to hear a fun story? You might have already known this story, but I don't think podcast listeners do. I feel like the perfect example of like how Kyle and I grew up differently was one time I like pulled out a Dixie Chicks CD, like not even just on my phone. Like I had a Dixie Chicks CD in my car and like put it in. And I was like talking to Kyle about how much I love the Dixie Chicks and like how my mom gave me this CD when I was younger. And it's like such like a bonding thing for us. And he was like, oh, I remember when this album came out. My parents took me to a CD burning party downtown.
Oh, yeah, because they had that whole controversy.
Yeah.
Where, because they're a country band. Their following was, like, very, like,
Republican
and pro-Bush. Yeah. And then they came out with those, like, anti-Bush statements. I remember that going on and me having no idea what was going on because I was, like, 8, but being like, I love the Dixie Chicks. I stand with the Dixie Chicks.
I just love the idea of, like, little
Kyle
being like, like, it's supposed to be like, what'd you do this weekend? I went to a Dixie Chicks CD burning riot. So
are you sure we should put that in the podcast?
Yeah,
would Nancy
fine.
Care?
No.
Okay.
That's thanks, totally Nancy. Fine. But yeah, I feel like that's just a really good example of like, you know,
the way you grew up differently.
But I just forever love the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, I love the Dixie Chicks.
Do you have any music that's like a guilty pleasure?
I do. It's like 80s and 90s pop and then like modern like bubblegum pop like marketed to teenagers. Like let me pull up my I have one playlist I listen to and it's just called Happy.
So with the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. is that actually guilty for you?
A little bit because it's like these are songs that like come on the radio or people sing at karaoke and people are like, oh my God, I remember this song. And I'm like, yeah, I listen to it every morning while I do my hair. So this playlist is a lot of Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Oh, The Weeknd by EdenXO, which is my favorite bubblegum pop song. That's I was getting ready this morning and I was like, Alexa, play The Weeknd by EdenXO. Like, alone, unironically.
Yeah.
Love it.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday. Okay, I love, like, here's my playlist. Build Me Up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
You Make My Dreams Come True.
Yeah.
I Want to Dance with Somebody. Mm-hmm. Mr. Blue Sky. Mm-hmm. Moving Too Fast from the Last 5 Years.
See, I don't feel like those are guilty.
You don't think so?
It might be because I listen to the same music as you do. And so in my brain, that's like very normal for people to listen to.
I feel like me playing Come On Eileen on that, like that is on my playlist like multiple times per day. Like 5 to 6 times per day I play Come On Eileen. That's a little bit guilty for me.
Sorry, I was gonna... I love Come On Eileen, but now I just think about the TikToks that are about Come On Eileen.
Wait, Oh, yeah.
So that's just... That song's been a little tainted for me.
What's your next one?
My next one... Ooh, Ordering Postmates.
Mm.
I think that... It just is, like, the laziest thing that I do. Like,
I think when you're pregnant... Fully justified.
I feel like the most justified that I've ever felt while doing it was when Kyle and I lived in North Hollywood and parking just sucks everywhere. Like, if we were going to go to Chipotle, we would have to validate our parking and, like, park in a parking garage. And their little life hack, if you also want to order a lot of Postmates, there's a Twitter called Postmates Codes that will tweet out, like, every day just free Postmates codes.
I love that.
And so if I could get free delivery on Chipotle versus, like, getting out of bed, putting on clothes, driving there, having to pay for parking, like, it makes more sense. Whereas now, I think it's just a lazy thing. And I feel like I get stressed out when the driver's coming by. Like, I always put on, like, cuter pajamas. I feel like I like, sit there for, like, 5 minutes and, like, anxiously waiting. So it's not even, like, that relaxing of an experience. But, yeah, I feel like Postmates, I always feel guilty after I order.
I go through phases with Postmates where, like, I'll get in the habit of it and then, like, I mean, you guys know because you guys work here.
Yeah.
There'll be, like, a week or two where it's, like, almost every day I'm getting Postmates for lunch. And then there'll be, like, a month, 2 months, 3 months where I, like, never have it. And then I have another week where I'm, like, just going to have Postmates every day.
Well, it's hard when it's, like, $2.99 delivery or you have, like, right now they're spamming me with codes.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's literally free delivery.
And I'm, like, and I have no groceries here.
Yeah.
And it would take so much time out of the day to, like, go pick it up.
Ugh. It, yeah, it's very much a guilty pleasure.
What's your next one?
My next one is falling into YouTube holes.
Ooh. What kind of YouTube holes? What are the ones that make you feel guilty?
I mean, I don't want to, like, call out specific influencers, but there are definitely people who I wouldn't regularly support or, like, want to give my views to that I'll just fall in a hole and watch.
Right.
Like, there are some, like, kind of, what's the word I'm looking for that's not a curse word? There are some guys on the internet that...
Fuckboys?
I mean...
I'll say it.
Okay.
That might be the first time I've ever said the F word. Like, I know. On the internet.
I know. I'm well, a little shook.
There you go. Wow. I've had half a White Claw.
And you're just going just at it.
Just going crazy.
But yeah, there are definitely some people on the internet that I fall into holes and I just am like, this is such trash. Like, I completely disagree with everything this person stands for, but I have to watch all of their videos. Like, I don't feel guilty about the YouTube holes that I fall into where it's like men who have, like, pet monkeys and, like, take them to Starbucks.
Right.
Like, that's, like, okay, this is pure. Like, yeah, this is, like, wholesome. Very interesting to me. But it's, like, the content creators that are doing, like, pranks. Or, like, I don't know.
And do you watch that content consistently? Or is it, like, one night you watched all that content, like, and then you never clicked on it again?
It's, like, one night I, like, binge it all. Especially now that I'm, like, on maternity leave. And it's, like, I don't have a baby yet. But I can't really do anything.
Right.
So it's like a lot of me sitting on the couch being like, I've watched everything in my subscription box that sounds interesting. Like, let's Google this. But yeah, do you have any like YouTube content or anything that you feel guilty about watching?
Not really. The only thing I can think of in terms of like YouTube holes is sometimes I'll like see one video on my recommended that's like some, it's usually about some sort of like reality TV show like Judge Judy or Dr. Phil, where it's like Judge Judy tells this guy, get a buck, Chuck, or like something like that. I'm like, well, I need like a 20-30 minute something to watch while I do my makeup. So put it on. Then my entire recommended is Judge Judy. And then I click on all of them for like a week. And then I tell myself, no more clicking on Judge Judy because my whole recommended is Judge Judy. So then I stop for a little while. And then it happens again with like Dr. Phil.
We went through a big Maury phase when we were like early college.
It was like 18, 19.
Yeah.
You would come over to my first apartment when I lived alone. And we would just watch Maury Povich all day.
Yes. I feel like we would, like, watch Maury. And then we'd, like, go thrifting. And then, like, get sushi.
And then
like,
come home and watch more Maury.
That was, like, a very weird time in our lives.
We have not watched Maury in so long.
I know.
When, remember, we would try to guess what was going to happen by, like, just, like, the first little clip. We'd be like, okay.
Those were the days.
Like, she's not with him. And he's with, oh, gosh. It was so fun.
Oh, gosh. Did you see those pictures that came out of Dr. Phil's house?
You sent them to, what do you mean, did I see them? You texted them to me.
They're wild.
It's weird.
It's very scary. Carly, have you seen them? Carly, please Google can pull them Dr. up. Phil's house.
Because the thing is, like, I know Dr. Phil is rich. Yeah. But this is not just, like, rich. This is, like, weird rich.
It's really weird. It's, like, a lot of guns, a lot of, like, Cheesecake Factory-esque decor, a lot of, like, Korean, like, stuffed animals. It's very strange.
Not what I would expect.
Very interesting aesthetic.
What's your next one?
Ooh, okay. So I think we share this one.
Okay.
Gossiping, but gossiping about people I don't know. Like, I don't want to, like, sit at a table and, like, talk to you about, like, Carly.
Right.
Or, like, Jessica. Right. Or, like, my mom or whatever. I want to sit at a table and talk to you about someone that, like, is Steven's third cousin twice removed's best friend's this, that, and the other.
I put that down as one of mine. I said gossiping about people that I kind of know but I'm not connected to.
Yes.
Like, to me, I love, because I love to gossip, but I hate, like, I don't have anything to gossip about you. I don't have anything to gossip about Kenzie. Like, what is,
well,
what
is there to gossip about? Well, then also you feel guilty because you're like, then I'm going to see that person and I'm going to feel like I, like, talked bad about them. No. And I don't want to, like, be telling other people's business.
No.
To, like, but if it's, like, getting to hear, like, through the grapevine about some, like, crazy stuff that's going down in other people's lives.
And I, like, know the people enough to, like, understand the circumstances, but, like, haven't seen them in years. That's to me, the best thing is, like, meeting someone at a YouTube convention. Like, just one time, maybe had, like, a 20-30 minute conversation, followed each other on Instagram or Twitter, and then all of a sudden, 6 months or a year later, they're, like, in a huge scandal or having this huge drama. And I'm like, I am not involved in this. I do not really know you. But, like, what's the tea? Like, it's what's so going on? Good. Same thing with, like, because you and I, we don't really gossip about people, like, in our real lives. But it'll be like, oh, my gosh, you know that, like, friend of my mom's who's, like, cousin got married. And then, like, my mom went to the wedding. And then, oh, my gosh, like, now the husband is sleeping with her mom. And, it like, just
it's
crazy.
So good. Or I feel like hearing, in that kind of same vein, drama from people who you didn't know from high school but went to your high school. It's like a very specific thing. But I feel like hearing, like, oh my gosh, like, do you remember so-and-so mixed so-and-so?
And you're like, yeah, I sat next to them in like one class sophomore year.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, guess what? They just came out that they're, like, a part of this huge pyramid scheme and that they're, like,
they're getting sued for $100 million.
And they, yeah, it just is the best.
And I would say that, to me, is the truest guilty pleasure because I do truly, even when it's people I don't really know, I do feel a little bit guilty about it.
Yes.
Like, I, again, with, like, YouTube polls and voting with your dollars, especially about, like, people I met once or people who I've, like, heard of, like, I don't want to give my views, my dollars, that kind of thing, to like just drama, you know, and I feel bad kind of like feeding into that machine.
Yeah.
But sometimes I can't help it.
Well, and especially if it's like just like if I'm gossiping with like you or Kyle, I feel like that's like my safe space.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. Like, yeah. I'm not going to call up whoever so-and-so McSo-and-so from high school and be like, yeah, guess what Skylar said about you. Like, it's contained in our little tiny canister.
Yeah.
And we can just gossip.
Ugh, it's so great.
It's so funny because Steven makes fun of me for it all the time. He says that, like, that's something I really need to work on, is, like, really not gossiping as much. And I remember he said something like, he was like, you know, like, no one else really gossips like you. And then, like, literally 30 minutes later, we're at my parents' house, and my brother's fiance, my older brother's fiance, who's, like, the most, like, chill, kind of, like, tomboy girl in the world, like, wouldn't expect her to be a huge gossip, comes up to me and is like, oh, my God, I have to tell you what I heard about, like, my third cousins, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, Steven, see? Like, this is a thing
that people do.
Is it a girl thing? Mm. Or is it a certain type of person thing that transpons gender?
I think that I think it's a certain type of person thing.
Because I know guys who gossip like that.
Yeah, I think that a lot of girls fall into that camp, which is why, like, girls get pet. I mean, there's a whole show called Gossip Girl. But at the end, oh, should I give the spoiler? Skip past 5 seconds if you don't want to hear. At the end, it was Dan Humphries. So,
like, our friend Jacob loves to gossip. Jacob is the biggest gossip.
Also, Kyle, huge gossip.
Like, I think it's a person thing. I don't think it's like a...
Also, it can be a... Like, I know gossiping is bad, but it can be a really, really good bonding thing.
Right.
Of, like, especially, like, in a workplace environment, to be like, did you hear, like, when Sandra just yelled at, like, Cody? And it's like, yeah, Sandra is, like, really off a rocker today. And it can be, like, a bonding thing of, like, hey, this would be kind of, like, workplace, like, verbal abuse, but if we just talk about our shared experience, like, it'll at least bring us together, and that's, like, a positive outcome.
So, keep gossiping.
Keep gossiping, ladies.
And gentlemen.
Oh, gosh.
What's your next one?
My next one is kind of similar to the Postmates one.
Okay.
It is eating in bed. Mm. And I think there are certain instances where I don't feel guilty. Like, if I am sick or, like, there's a reason why it's best for me to be eating in bed, like, that's fine. What I'm talking about is, like, when Kyle brings me a bagel in the morning and I just, like, lay the plate on my chest and, like, don't even sit up and just, like, kind of consume the bagel, like, half laying down.
It's like a conveyor belt, like, ugh.
Yeah, like, that's, I feel like I really believe in, like, if you're, like, when you're consuming food to, like, really enjoy it, mm-hmm. and, like, not just to, like, eat crap to eat crap. Like, right. I think, like, if I'm going to eat a bagel, like, I want to, like, taste the bagel and, like, sit at my table and have it be, like, an experience. And I think that about, like, any food, but I just feel like me laying in bed, like, not even scooting up in bed and, like, propping myself on a pillow, like, it just, I always feel, like, gross after, and, like, you don't have a napkin, it's, like, I don't know, it just is, like, not a great thing, but it's something that I find a lot of pleasure in, so that's my next one. My next one.
I'm just looking up at the outline, and I'm, like, I want to hear about this one.
My next one is VeggieTales. And the reason, because I feel like there's, like, I've seen TikToks about VeggieTales. Like, I feel like they're silly songs with Larry slaps. Like,
absolutely.
I think any millennial who grew up with VeggieTales will understand, like, the love that you have and the nostalgia.
For, like, Song of the Seibu.
Yeah.
Great.
But the issue is that I currently don't have kids, and also I'm not Christian, and also I listen to it, like, unironically. Like, I think it's one thing if you're, like, with friends, and you're like, haha, like, let's turn on this song from our childhood. It's another thing to, like, not be Christian, not have any children present, be alone in your car, and be like, I really want to listen to the Hairbrush song.
So, but here's my question. Do you only listen to Silly Songs with Larry, or do you watch, like, the show?
I only listen to Silly Songs with Larry.
Okay. Okay. See, because Silly Songs with Larry is not inherently Christian, even though VeggieTales is.
That's true.
Like Man in the Tall or High Silk Hat is not, like, that's a Christian true. Rock song.
But, like, I'll listen to, like, the song, what's it called? It's like, God is bigger than the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Like, there are some, like, kind of God-y songs in there. And I just, it is a guilty pleasure of mine. I was talking to Kyle the other day. I was like, are we going to let our son watch VeggieTales? Like, I don't think if, like, my grandma were to turn on VeggieTales or my mom, I'd be like, turn that off.
Right.
But, like, am I going to sit down and intentionally turn that on for him?
Because you're not raising him in any religion.
Yeah. But also, like, he's not worshiping, like, any other media that he's consuming. Right. Like, he's not watching, like, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and being like, praise Mickey. Be Mickey.
Watch as Dora the Explorer starts, like, a shrine to her.
I mean, if you can think it, someone probably has done it.
No, but that's true. I think if your kid is watching VeggieTales, if you're not teaching them in, like, religion, they're going to look at it like any other story, right? In the same way that they see...
I don't know.
I guess kids also see, like, Elsa as, like, real.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm a little conflicted on it.
Like, we'll how see. Funny would it be if your, like, very secular child was like, I want to be Moses for Halloween.
But, like, Moses is, like, an asparagus.
I'm sorry. That laugh was so loud. That probably hurt all the headphones music. I just love the idea of your non-religious child being Bob the Tomato as Moses
for Halloween. I love it. Like, I think it's really great. I feel like that would also be, like, a great, like... TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Now I think about everything in TikTok. Okay. It's a problem.
That's one of mine, but we'll get to it. So you do.
No, let's talk about it.
TikTok is my ultimate guilty pleasure.
I agree.
I downloaded it as a joke.
Yeah.
And then I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I love TikTok. TikTok is my favorite, which was my unpopular opinion on, like, I don't know, months ago. And then now I'm filming this video where I try to become TikTok famous in a week. And I'm having more fun creating TikToks than I have, like, any other form of social media.
I know.
I love TikTok.
I love TikTok. And the thing is, I feel truly guilty about loving TikTok. Because it's really, like, an addiction. Like, I feel like I'm pretty, like, in control of, like, on, like, Instagram and Twitter. I only follow accounts that, like, I, like, kind of believe in. Like, I follow a couple, like, meme-y accounts.
Right.
But I feel like I try, and it's kind of, like, how we keep bringing up of, like, supporting people, giving people a follow if, like, I like them and I think they're, like, overall, like, doing good or they're entertaining and not harming anyone or whatever. Yeah. And so I feel like I do a pretty good job at, like, limiting myself on, like, the time that I spend on, like, Instagram and Twitter and even Facebook. TikTok, I'll open at, like, any time of the day that I have free time. Yeah. Like, if I go to the bathroom, I, like, open TikTok.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, choosing a YouTube video and watching it all the way through is kind of a commitment.
Yeah.
But just, like, scrolling, scroll. The crazy thing about TikTok, too, is their algorithm is so smart.
Yeah.
When I asked my followers, like, what do you think of as TikTok famous? I asked people that on Instagram. Or, like, who's – and a lot of people are saying people who are TikTok famous – these are people who are, I guess, are stereotypically what most people think of when they think of TikTok. I have never seen these people on my page. They were talking about, like, Charlie D'Amelio and the Hype House and, like, all these things. Yeah. And I look them up and they have, like, 30 million followers. I'm like, I have never seen this on my For You page. Because my For You page is prequel memes, old school Disney Channel, just, like, dumb Vine energy things and, like, cute animals.
Yeah.
And no, and TikTok knows what I want.
Even I remember maybe, like, a month ago, you told me about, you're like, oh, you know that trend that's, like, so popular of people, like reciting movie quotes, like, with the screen in front of them? And I was like, no, I've literally never seen that. And then now you've done that, and so it's been on my feed, and so now it starts recommending me those because I'm liking your TikToks.
And sometimes TikTok serves me things where I'm like, how on earth did you know I would like this? They started giving me, like, relatable, funny sorority girl content of, like, haha, like, every girl, like, showing up to, like, chapter, like, different types of sorority girls during rush.
I know.
How did they know?
It's really bad. Like, mine are, like, a lot of, like, Twilight memes, a lot of, like, divorced parent memes, a lot of, like, Like, my parents going to bed, like, knowing that I'm just, like, at a friend's house. It's like, ones. Me blackout drunk in the field.
That's where our crossover is on TikTok. But yeah, that's one of mine. What's your last one?
My last one. Oh, okay. This one I feel really guilty about.
Okay.
Online shopping for hours on end and then not buying anything. Like, I literally will have, like, 100 items in my cart, and then I'll go through and narrow it down to, like, 5 items and be like, these are the 5 best items, and then I'll just close out the window. It's, like, really, it's really something else.
But here's my question. Do you go into it every time knowing, I'm just going to sit down and scroll and, like, not buy anything? Or are you like, no, I want to get this. Well, I want to get this, and then you don't.
So the really crazy part about it, and I don't like to use the word crazy, but I do think it's a little crazy, is I'll do it like when stores are having sales. So like American Eagle's been having a bunch of really big sales, and I keep getting emails about it, so I'll shop in the clearance section and like apply promo codes, and then I'll X out. Like, it's not even like, let me like go and find like the cutest like dream things at American Eagle.
No,
it's,
you're
like,
on the clearance rack.
I'm on the clearance rack like trying to find the best deal, and then I X out of it. It's like I'm glad that I have the self-control.
I think it would be a guilty pleasure if you bought all the stuff.
But at least then my time would be worth something. Like, this is literally, like, I am gaining nothing from this. Like, it's not me, like, trying to find my style by, like, seeing, like, what's new and trendy. It's not, like, I'm not getting anything out of it. It literally is just a waste of my time. And I do it all the time.
How often?
Like, maybe every day. Like, I would say that I probably, like, I literally went through the other day and deleted a bunch of clothing apps off of my phone, and then, like, have since re-downloaded them. And they're, like, it's not even, like, my dream store. Right. Like, I would love to be able to shop at, like, Madewell and Free People and Anthropologie, but, like, I don't really, because I feel like those are just kind of, like, higher tier than I typically buy. But it's not even like I'm going on like Free People and being like, ooh, like if this only, dress. Yeah. Like, I'm literally going on like Cotton On or like American Eagle. Or like, I don't even shop at Forever 21 anymore, and I'll go on Forever 21 and try and like scavenge through to find things that are like actually cute in their clearance section.
Is this the secret reason you're so good at like your job and ordering stuff for videos? Because you're like, I know exactly where to find this. I've already seen it on the website 4 times.
Like, I feel like it's like Confessions of a Shopaholic, but for like a very frugal person. But anyway, so that's my last one. What's your first one?
Okay. So this one's like actually kind of embarrassing. Going to Disneyland alone and riding Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters over and over and over again to try to get a better score.
I feel like this is going to be funny because I feel like most of mine you, like, agreed with. Like, yeah. I think the shopping one and maybe VeggieTales were the only ones that you, like, really just didn't relate to. I feel like there are going to be a couple of yours
where you're like, nope. So here's the thing. I cannot justify me driving from my house up to Disneyland to go by myself. I've never done that. I probably will someday, but I never have yet. But when I'm driving back from L.A., and I want to wait out traffic, and I have my Disneyland pass, I'll go park in Downtown Disney, I'll go into the park, and I'm thinking, you know, oh, what rides do I want to ride? And I'm like, well, I can get a fast pass for Astro Blasters. It's ready right now. So I'll do that, and then I'll get back in line, and then I'll get another fast pass, and then I'll get back in line, because no one gets fast passes for Buzz Lightyear.
Oh.
And when I'm alone, I don't have to be like, haha, this is so fun, hee hee. I'm just like, like, just going nuts, just trying to get the best possible score.
I never knew this about you.
I've probably done that 4 or 5 times.
That is crazy. See, I've never even been to Disneyland by myself.
Yeah, it's really fun. But you also don't like being by yourself.
Yeah, you're really good at like solo travel and like being entertained by yourself.
I'm kind of an enigma in that way because I'm very much a people person, but I also, a lot of the times, I prefer to be alone.
Yeah.
Or I like, not even prefer, but I like enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like that's, like, a really great quality. I just feel like I'm such an awkward person that, if I'm alone, I'm like, what do I do with my hands? Because I don't like being on my phone constantly. And so I feel like if I'm alone, my default is, like, to pick up my phone. Like, if I'm sitting alone at a restaurant, I feel like there's only so much time that I can spend, like, looking around right. or whatever. Then I like pick up my phone. Whereas if I'm with someone, my phone is like gone away in my purse and I'm like interacting.
But if you go to Disneyland by yourself and just go on Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters over and over, you don't have to worry about what to do with your hands because you're doing
occupied.
This.
Occupied.
Yeah.
Oh, so gosh.
That's one of mine. We already talked about gossiping about people I'm somewhat removed from. Next one. This is a recent one. Stardew Valley. Here's the thing about Stardew Valley. I'm not embarrassed. It's not a guilty pleasure for me that I play like Pokemon on Switch. Like yeah. to me, that's like a personality trait. I wear that as a badge of honor. I love Pokemon. Stardew Valley has no plot. It's like Farmville. If you remember Farmville from yeah. Facebook. But, like, I paid for it, and it's in my Switch, and every night I'm like, oh, I can't wait to tend to my chickens. Like, oh, I'm gonna build another barn and buy another pig.
I feel like I would really like that.
I think you would love it. You can, like, get married.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love Stardew Valley. I got it over winter break when I was on my break from work. I logged 35 hours in about a week.
Oh.
Since then, I'm now at 42 hours. So I've only played another 7 hours in the past, like, what is that, 3 weeks? So, like, not a crazy amount. But that first week, I played 35 hours.
That is nuts. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't like video games. I feel like that's, like, a really, like, hot take. I'm not against video games. Like, I feel like I understand, like, you and Kyle's appreciation for, like, the Pokemon franchise. Mm-hmm. I like playing, like, Mario Kart if we're in, like, a group setting.
Yeah.
Like, I understand. I think violent video games are, like, maybe more of a hot take that I have. But I think that, for me, the only thing comparable was I went through a phase where I would download, like, kitchen, like, what was it called? Like, there
Overcooked?
Were...
Overcooked?
No.
Overcooked is a game you'd really like. It's, like, a good game for couples where you're, like, running a kitchen together. And Steven and I... Because Steven was trying to get me back into, like, playing video games. This was, like, 2 or 3 years ago. And he was like, oh, this is supposed to be, like, the best game that, like, to play as a couple.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, teamwork and, like, one person is, like, putting the like, pancakes on the stove. And the other has to go, like, bring them to the customer. And it's you guys would really like it.
Except I feel like that might make Kyle and I, like, fight.
We fought a little bit. I'd be like, you are supposed to take the eggs off the fryer. But I think you would really, Stardew Valley is relaxing.
Oh.
You would really like it.
I might have to get into it.
I think they have it on mobile.
Especially, like, when Kyle is gone on work trips and it's just, like, me chilling at home with a baby. Like, I can only, like, read books and watch YouTube videos for so long. Like, I need a good video game.
I think you should download Stardew Valley on mobile. Because I think you would have a lot. It's like $7, I think, on mobile.
Oh.
I think you would really like it.
Yeah, another one that I've heard a lot about, but I've never played, is Animal Crossing.
I have not played that either, but I think that's in kind of the same realm as like Stardew Valley.
Okay. I'm going to download Stardew Valley.
Stardew Valley is essentially, did you ever play Harvest Moon?
No.
It's like progressive Harvest Moon.
Ooh,
so it was made by just this one guy who's like a tech developer and just like made it as a passion project. Because he was, like, fed up with, like, the lack of options in Harvest Moon. So, like, in Harvest Moon, you could only... There was only 3 potential wives. And you had to play as a man. And you could only marry the wives. Stardew Valley is a freaking free-for-all. I am a woman and I can date whoever I want in the town.
Oh,
as long as they're not married. There's, like, drama. Like, the mayor's, like, sleeping with, like, the woman who, like, sells me the cows and stuff.
Oh.
It's good.
Also, I just thought about a guilty pleasure that I don't... currently have, but within the last year I have downloaded many a game that's like the Demi Lovato, like Journey to Stardom.
No.
Or like those ones where it's like it gives you like 2 text options and it's like which,
like the got... episode ones.
Yes.
I used to play the Kim Kardashian one.
Yes. That is a true guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Because you're not even, like, there's nothing that you're accomplishing.
No,
it's
you know
like
what
two options.
The real guilty pleasure about that is? I probably spent, like, $15 in the Kim Kardashian game. I was like, I am not waiting for my energy to refill. Like, I am buying those little coins.
There was like one time, maybe like 6 months ago, where Kyle and I were like going through our finances, and I was like, oh, like what are all these charges from the Apple store? And he was like, nothing. And then I realized that it was because Pokemon he spends money, like actual money in Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I do that.
For the next like 3 or 4 months, anytime I wanted anything stupid, I'd be like, well, you can spend $3 on Pokeballs. Like, I can get a Starbucks.
You know what we should do for a podcast?
What?
Screen record our screens, sit a little bit further apart, and play episode.
That would be really good.
That would be really fun.
That would be
I think we'd have a lot of fun with that. And then if we wanted to buy all the energy, it could be a business expense.
Seriously, I actually think that we should play Pokemon Go. I know
every
that
day.
I know that Pokemon Go is best when like traveling or like walking, yeah, moving near a gym. But like we should just play it here, yeah, and then like we can spend a bunch of money and it's a business expense. I'm surprised we haven't done a Pokemon Go main channel video.
So here's the thing. I actually can hit level 40 right now. Like I just have to open some gifts, but I was waiting because I wanted to do a vlog about it. Like, ooh, I want to make a vlog that's like, I hit level 40 on Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And I just keep like waiting and waiting. So I think tomorrow, because tomorrow's my birthday. Oh, so that can be my birthday present to myself. I'll take the vlog. We'll go get our nails done. And then I'll go hit level 40 on Pokemon
that
Go.
That is so funny.
I'll do that.
Well, especially since you were saying like, yeah, I don't think I like want to go out to dinner for my birthday. I don't want to do any. Like, I just want to like chill at home. If you just like chilled at home and played, like hit level 40. That sounds kind of like your dream,
honestly,
situation.
It really is. And then, see, that's another thing. I don't feel guilty about playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I wear that as a badge of honor.
That is a personality
trait. I did think of something. I actually do have a little bit of a guilty pleasure with Pokemon Go. Meeting up with people from Discord groups to do raids in Pokemon. I do that. Well,
still do that?
Not as much, because the raid group I was in got shut down, so I joined another one, but I don't like know the people in that group, so it's like a little bit more awkward. Whereas like my raid group before, like I knew the same, like I knew everyone's screen names and like what they looked like, and so then when I went there, like I knew those people. And then this new raid group, I'll go sometimes if I'm like out playing and like need people to do a raid, I'll just like go wherever they are. But, like, it makes me feel a little more awkward.
My God. I remember when Pokemon Go was, like, first a thing. It was before I downloaded it. This is probably, like, a year before I downloaded it. And Kyle would, like, go out and do that. And I remember getting, like, a really big fight with him. Being, like, I feel very uncomfortable with you, like, leaving, like, us hanging out on a Saturday to go meet up with strangers on the internet.
Steven was very concerned about it. He was, like, please keep your location. For me, he was, like, keep your location on, like, don't go anywhere creepy. I'm like, it's fine. It's like my raid friends.
I know. And you'd be like, it's fine. I like know them. Like, we're fine. We're in a Facebook group together. We're whatever. And I'd be like, this seems so weird.
Well, the other thing is gyms are in public places. So there's no gym that's like back alley dumpster. Like
I mean, in North Hollywood.
That's probably like true. Here it's like, dumpster. Here it's like in and out and that kind of thing. Carly just scrolled down to show the next one. I'm really embarrassed. Mine are way more guilty than yours. Yours are like, I'm quirky and relatable. My next one is popping zits.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be my own.
I mean, I agree with this.
Okay, you do.
Yes. I'm definitely like a zit popper person.
Yeah, me too.
I think, like, humble brag, I feel like this is like the only point in my life where I've like ever not had like any acne just because of like pregnancy hormones. I'm sure once I go into postpartum in like a week, like the acne will be back. But there was definitely a point in my life where I just, like, my favorite thing in the world was, like, popping Kyle's back zits. Oof. And, like, that's just,
Steven,
that's the tea.
Steven does not like to let me pop his zits.
I feel like I've been here when you and Steven have gotten in fights about, like, you popping zits.
Yeah. He won't let me sometimes. So I have to, like, make bargains where I'm, like, I'll take the dogs out for the rest of the day. I will do the dishes. Like, let me pop that giant zit on your nose.
Well, but he also discourages you from popping your zit.
Yes.
Because he's like, that's bad for your skin.
And I'm like, screw you. I'm going to get this juice out. Like,
oh, my God.
And I like all the things in that same vein. I love pore strips. And, like, peeling the stuff off, especially on, like, everything comes back to Steven. Steven has bigger pores than me, so, like, so good. I love plucking my eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
If I get, like, an ingrown hair, like, on my leg, like, pulling it out with tweezers, love it.
Were you ever into Dr. Pimple Popper?
That's a little too much for me.
Yeah.
I like normal zits that, like, I am the one getting to pop. Like, I don't need to watch videos of other people popping zits.
I feel like that kind of sounds like we're talking about, like, adult content. It's
like, is there, like, you know how there's, like porn and, like, amateur porn? Like, is there, like, amateur pimple popping? Because I don't need, like, giant back cyst popped. I just need, like, at home, you know, like, just a girl and her husband just popping a back zit.
Dead. Oh, my God. I feel like maybe we should move on to the next one.
Okay, next one. Puddle jumping.
Also something I don't really
I love jumping in a good puddle, especially if I'm wearing rain boots. I think one of the biggest, like, reasons I bought, like actual waterproof rain boots is so I can puddle jump without, like, regretting it later.
Oh my God. See, this is the exact example of something that, like, you, well, apparently you do it now, but something that you would tell me that you did when you were a child where I'd be like, oh, that stresses me out. You currently puddle jump.
Yes.
So what is puddle jump? Like, jumping into a puddle intentionally.
Yeah, and seeing it splash and being like, hee hee hee, and then jumping off.
Like, are these puddles that are, like, in mud?
Yeah, usually.
So you just get, like, you fling mud everywhere.
Not everywhere, because it's not, like, a hole. It's, like, it's a puddle. I didn't say, like, hole jumping.
So what do you get out of puddle jumping? This is one of my favorite things about you. It's, like, fun. I love that you, I even, in your birthday card today, I wrote, like, one of my favorite things is that you're able to find, like, the joy and, like, the silly and, like, the little things in life. Like, mm-hmm. I would never in my life see a puddle and be like, I should jump in that.
I to this day puddle jump when I'm, like, out and about. When I was, like, a teenager, I would get my little brother, when it was, like, pouring rain outside in my parents' backyard, when he was, like, 9 and I was, like, 17, I'd be like, hey, you want to go puddle jump? And we'd go puddle jump together.
What? Do you jump in leaves in the fall?
No. There's no splash.
But don't they kind of, like, kerpoof?
No, that's, see, that seems like what, like, Tumblr girls do.
Okay.
They, like, jump in leaves.
You're like, I'm not like other girls.
I jump in puddles.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Next one. Prequel memes. I don't think it's guilty that I love the prequels. This is Star Wars prequels, I should say. That means episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars. I don't feel guilty that I love those. I feel a little guilty when I sit there. Me and my friend Kenzie, this is, like, our favorite thing to do, is that we put on episode 1 and we just quote the whole thing as we sit there and watch it. So we'll just sit there, like, eat our food, eat our takeout, and be like, are you an angel? I hear the space pilots talk about that. I'm a person and my name is Anakin. Like, it's our favorite thing. That I'm a little embarrassed of. I follow multiple prequel meme pages and I'm subscribed to the prequel meme subreddit. And they're just so dumb. I just love them.
I mean, I understand. I think something I almost put on my list and then didn't, but now I will bring up because I feel like it's similar, is I have, like, a deep-rooted love for the Hunger Games. Oh. And I, like, hate violence.
Yeah.
Like the idea of watching a movie, like, the Hunger Games is as close to horror as I get.
Where a bunch of children murder each other.
Yeah. Like, it's literally just children murdering each other.
Yeah.
That's what the entire series is.
Yeah.
But, like, I find such joy in it.
See, I kind of forgot the Hunger Games existed. Like, I was really into them when they came out, and now it's not one of those things I've revisited.
I love the Hunger Games. Like, Kyle and I have rewatched it, like, multiple times. Like, the entire series.
We should rewatch it.
It's really good. They're doing another, they're coming out with a prequel, and, like, everyone was tweeting about it. But the prequel is going to be about President Snow.
Oh.
Like, the old white guy who's, like, corrupt.
Why?
And everyone's like, there are so many good characters that you could have done a prequel about.
Yeah, no, that's...
Like, why this, like, old white corrupt president?
They're going to, like, try to make him, like, redeeming.
Yeah.
Ah.
I know. Everyone on Twitter was real angry about it. Me included.
How did I, like, not hear about this?
I think it's the algorithm thing.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, how I don't have prequel memes in my TikTok for you page. Like, you don't have angry Hunger Games people in your Twitter feed.
I follow a Instagram page that it's been going for, like, a year and a half. Tweet or posts every single day one line from the prequels in order.
Oh, gosh.
So, it like each line, one by one, in order.
That's every a lot. Day. But I like the commitment.
Yeah. And they put, like, funny captions.
I feel like if they had that for the B movie, I would be into it.
I think that would... Maybe that's what you should start.
I do love the B movie.
And I feel like the B movie is something that's, like, collectively loved.
Like, I have probably watched the B movie maybe more than any movie ever.
I tried to make Steven watch it with me, and he fell asleep. He said he didn't want to start watching it again the next day. I know.
The B movie is the most climactic movie ever.
It's fantastic.
He literally sues the human race. And then falls in love with a human woman. Like, she literally, like, leaves her boyfriend for him.
Circling back, that's not a Disney or Pixar movie.
That's true.
Who made that? DreamWorks?
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what? B movie and Shrek, I'll give a pass. Okay. Like, I think that there are still good movies made by other animation studios. Like, right. I love, like, The Little Prince, which is, like, a very, like, indie kind of animated movie or whatever. But I just think that Disney, like, consistently delivers great content.
Okay. So my next one is Hot Cheetos. And here's the thing. I don't feel guilty about eating Hot Cheetos because they're unhealthy or because they're that, like, eat what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, for me,
it's not a diet culture thing.
I have plenty of foods that I enjoy that are really healthy and some that I enjoy that are not. Yeah. And that's fine. The reason that Hot Cheetos are a guilty pleasure for me is because I feel like absolute poo-poo every time after I eat Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
For at least 24 hours. If I eat a bag of Hot Cheetos, I am not going to the gym that next day. I am going to have some really questionable bathroom time. My stomach is not going to feel good. It's just everything about the Hot Cheetos make my body feel awful. My body rejects it. Yeah. And time after time, I mean, not that often. I don't have Hot Cheetos that often. I maybe have them like once a month.
Yeah.
That's like my thing. If I'm having like a night out or, you know, like a night at home, something like that, where I'm like, you know what? I really want to treat myself. I'm going to get some Hot Cheetos. I know full well when I reach onto that store display and grab myself a bag of lime and Hot Cheetos that I am committing myself to feel like crap.
Do you know what I feel like the equivalent is? Did you ever drink a Four Loko?
Yes, and absolutely that is the same thing.
It's like the same thing of... It's okay if you want to drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, you can go, and there are plenty of ways that you can consume alcohol that aren't going to, like, completely mess you up for the next couple days.
Right.
It's like you can have a glass of wine, you can have a cocktail, like a beer, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you are going to the store and buying a Four Loko, you know, this is not going to be good for me.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm not
going to... This is not going to end well, but I'm still going to do it.
That's me with Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, like, you could get, like, Doritos. Yeah. You could get, like...
If I eat, like, Doritos or Sun Chips
or... even, like, French fries.
French fries. I, like, enjoy it. I feel fine.
Yeah.
If I eat Hot... I'm just going to say, I am not being kind to my body when I make the decision to eat Hot Cheetos.
Very off-brand.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I am giving a big middle finger to my body and my digestive system. Which is why I don't do it very often. But my life would be exponentially better if I just eradicated Hot Cheetos from my life.
Yeah. I love that the only food item on, like, either of our lists was, like, a very practical thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I was Googling, like, what other people's guilty pleasures were, literally everything was, like, really bad diet culture. Like, ice cream. And no. It's like,
dude, just
eat some ice cream.
You don't have to. The thing that drives me crazy is when people post, lower calorie or lower carb alternatives to things and advertise it as guilt-free.
Yeah.
As if the full version should make you feel guilty.
Yeah.
It shouldn't. Unless it's Hot Cheetos that are going
to... It's all right if you don't want to eat a bunch of junk food all the time.
Yeah, no,
it's okay
fine.
If you want to just eat, like, fruits and vegetables and grains and, like, that's absolutely fine. It's this idea that, like, inherently, if I'm eating a piece of pizza, I must feel guilty.
Ugh.
Gross.
No. Like, that's awful.
Yeah.
I hard disagree on that.
Yeah.
Okay. I have three more, but two of them we already went over. It was music and then reality TV. My last one is Neopets. I Love Neopets. I haven't played Neopets in so long, actually. I think I substituted Stardew Valley for that. But, like, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was sitting around and I was like, man, what is Neopets up to? Like, I think I saw a meme about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if I could still get into the account that I made when I was 7 years old. Like, literally made it when I was 7 years old. Probably played it from, like, 7 to maybe 10.
Yeah.
I was able to, like, go through all these channels. I was able to access my old email. It took me, like, 2 or 3 days to, like, get this and then reset the password. Yeah. And I got into my old Neopets account. Because the thing is, I don't think I would have, like, made a new Neopets account and, like, gotten into it.
Yeah.
But I had my freaking Neo home, my fairy paintbrush, my everything. Like, I had so much stuff in this game. And so I went through, like, a maybe 6 month period. Yeah. And then I've, like, revisited a few times since then, where, like, at night I'd be like, 30 minutes while Steven's playing video games, I'm gonna play some Neopets.
That is so funny. Also, I feel like it's funny that you haven't done it that much recently, but it made it on your list. I have a theory that you like that you play Neopets. I don't think it's guilty for you. Oh. I think it's a point of pride.
You're right. It is. It is. It's not guilty.
It's kind of I think it's like a quirky thing.
I think it's funny. And it was like a shared experience with people who like grew up in my generation. So like but maybe it is guilty because I never posted about it. Like I never posted like a boomerang being like, ha ha ha, playing Neopets. I was just like doing Mirka Chase and freaking Happy Bounce.
That's true.
Going on fairy quests. Like, I didn't...
Going on fairy quests.
I didn't post about it. So maybe it is a little bit guilty.
I mean, that's for you and your heart to decide.
Well, I think that's a great way to end the podcast. Yeah. Let us know down in the comments what are your most guilty pleasures and if you relate to any of these.
Please let us know. Because I'm sure there are so many more that, like, we all collectively share as, like... Oh, yeah, like, I feel real guilty when I do that, but yeah. I keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Well, we love you guys. Thanks for watching. Go check out Skylar's Instagram to see if she's had baby pee yet.
Have fun with Steven, guys. Yeah, I'm so excited to start, like actively listening and watching this podcast again. Because I feel like I'll, like, listen from time to time, but since I've already been a part of the conversation, it's like... whatever. And I feel like it's weird to just sit and like watch a video of myself for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But when it's you and Stephen, it's like a whole new podcast.
So come back next Monday to see Stephen in this chair. It'll be fun. I don't know what we're going to talk about. So if you have any recommendations, leave them in the comments.
I feel like my TikTok thing is getting out of control because I just literally was like, that would be such a good boomerang if we did the bippity boppity boo. And then it was Stephen.
You said boomerang.
Oh, wow. TikTok. Okay, I'm done.
Should we do it? We're done. Oh, we should do it. And I'll make a TikTok out of it. Okay, we'll cut this. We'll make the TikTok, and I'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.